for HFM News, I am Ashaw Mokale. An alleged sex predator is expected to appear in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court today after being caught with explicit material showing child abuse. The 62-year-old man who owns the daycare centre is expected to appear the second time in court after being arrested last week along with four accomplices. One of the other suspects who received a suspended sentence in the past for rape and sexual assault will also appear in the Kempton Park Magistrate Court in connection with the same case later today. Police officials working with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security apprehended the alleged sexual predators aged between 30 and 62 in Pretoria and Kempton Park. Police say several personal computers, hard drives and cell phones containing explicit child pornography material were seized during the operation. The police's Brenda Muridili.
The team acted on information that they have received from cybercrime unit, and the initial investigation produced viable information to allow members to apply and receive search warrants.
Although Eskom has stopped load shedding last night, it says the risk of power cuts remains high for the rest of the week. The struggling utility says this past weekend implementation of rotational power cuts helped reduce the usage of emergency diesel reserves. The utility says its emergency reserves have recovered. Eskom's Sikonati Manjanja.
Some generating units have returned to service and indeed have improved the capacity. Even though we expect some more generating units to return to service again, the risk of load shedding does remain for the week.
Gauteng Community Safety MEC Faith Mazibuku has called on the Department of Education to register all those that sell items at schools. This follows the arrest of a cake seller after 16 Ikusasale 2 high school pupils in Soweto suffered food poisoning after eating so-called space cookies, which are also known as Daka cookies, and were subsequently rushed to hospital last week. They have all since been discharged. MEC Mazibuku says the department and parents need to know what is being sold to the learners. And finally, President Cyril Ramaphosa has declared a special official funeral category 2 in honor of Joseph Shabalala, the late founder of choral group Ladysmith Black Mambazo. The South African musician died at the age of 78 last week, Tuesday, following an extended illness. The special official funeral category 2 entails ceremonial elements provided by the South African Police Service. The funeral will take place this coming Saturday, the 22nd of February. Gold is trading at $1,583.07 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rands 82 cents, 16 rands 11 cents to the euro, and 19.39 to the pound. A partly cloudy Monday in store for Gauteng today, a low of 16 degrees.